Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey. How have you been?
Wonderful. I have been great, and it's funny that I'm on here now talking about the Girl CEO boot camp, because I was just telling someone how the boot camp they were in was trash compared to yours. She said that the mentor was hiding information from them and then limiting them and saying they couldn't get the information, and then she wouldn't talk to them, and I was like, oh no, Ronnie would never.
Hold on, I'm trying to take this this filter's off my phone. Okay, it's off.
That's a good one.
Okay, no, it's clearly off of my eyes. It was killing. It's killing.
Oh, you look good.
Start making you look crazy in these streets, okay? But all right, perfect. So we are not going to talk about anybody else, but I'm happy that
no names will be shared.
Yes, no names will be shared. But thank you for referring your people over here. Yes, I appreciate it. For sure. I love it. But let's dive right in. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Alicia, and my brand is No Fear Cafe. And now also extending to, so what we had do is we have children's programming. So we help people to create programming that is engaging and enriching.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm alive. Sorry about that. So, yeah. For everyone that's just tuning in, when she came to me, she was trying to figure out a way to grow and build this program. Being a person that is in the service provider field, let me just tell you all, building services is one of the most difficult things to do, right? If you are a service provider, you really have to work hard to continue to get traffic, eyeballs, people to pay attention to what you have going on. and it is not easy. So let's talk a little bit about some of the struggles that you faced as a service provider when you initially launched this business.
Oh my goodness. And this is what you majorly helped me with, which is narrowing like what exactly it is that we're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really pretty much the struggle. Because and when you first start off as a service provider, you're like, they ask you to do one thing and you're, and then they're like, do you do this also? And you're like, sure. And then like, what about this? Sure. And then you wind up doing like 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different services. So that was the number one struggle, is figuring out like my niche and really narrowing in on that.
And let's kind of talk about that, because the yeah, sure. That's a real thing. You know, when we are service providers, we're often tempted to collect every single dollar that we can. You know, we kind of feel like we don't want to leave any money on the table.
No, right.
Right. And it's like, oh, do you do that? Yeah, I can. Right. Do you do that? Yeah, sure. Right. I can. And you're going a million different ways, trying to do a million different things. And the next thing you know, you have a list of stuff that you offer, and you probably should not have even offered half of those things to begin with. And when you initially started working with me, that was your thing. You were trying to do it all. And I was like, we cannot do all of these things. All right. So let's start with Girl CEOs, every woman that's on here. Let's get this party going. I want you all to just go ahead and comment in the chat with your brand. And then I want you to just add and tag one friend in the comments so we can get some more people on here that may need this message or may need this information for their business, okay? So first things first, you're a service provider. You cannot do all things. The first thing we did was trash all 100 other services that you were trying to do, because you were trying to increase your income. And often, as business owners, we think that the first thing we need to do is we need to do more services so we can make more money, right? And the truth is we need to get rid of more services, niche down on one thing, and then hire and then stick to a price that is a little more higher, because most of the time when we're doing a million different services, we have such low prices. Because we want to do bundle deal stuff, right? So the first thing we need to do is we need to get rid of all the different services. That was the first thing we needed to do for you. Mm-hmm. And then we needed to niche down on what it was that you actually did, what it was that you actually provided. And we needed to make sure that you were charging the right amount of money for what you were supposed to do. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to the money girl who just joined. She just graduated from the brain rehab. I'm seeing a lot of my students on. But let's talk about that process and how scary that was for you, because you wanted to do it all.
I felt comfortable doing some of those other things, but I'm going to tell you, like, your advice really took me, like, made me take a look at it and say, like, really, what is my passion? And my passion really is creating programming for children. And, you know, once I was able to develop the full program, and it got a lot of attention. And we have a couple programs, like one major program, we have a preschool program. And it was like, you had to really get in on what it is your focus is on. Okay. And so for me, it was like, getting children, early education for children, super passionate about that. I feel like you got to start early. And then also making learning engaging. And after that, I was able to get like a contract with the city. And because they saw me as a professional, as a, what's the word I'm looking for? An expert.
For sure.
Because if I had like 20 things on my page, you know, when they went to visit my page to confirm whether I should get the contract or not, it would look kind of like, well, what is she? What is she really focusing on? What is she really doing? And then they may not have offered it to me. So I definitely feel like that was the reason, because it helps you look more like an expert when you're doing one or two things that are tightly linked.
For sure. So let's run that back. I want to make sure you all heard that. So she came to me initially. She does early childhood development, right? And she has like an after school program for children as well. But when she came to me, she was trying to provide.
I was doing like resume building, the business plans, helping people self-publish. It was just too much.
She was doing everything, friends. Best friends, how many of you are in that space where you're like, well, let me just make a list of things that I can do. Right. And we gonna see who's gonna pay me.
Right.
For
which one's gonna stick. Right.
How many of these things can I do? How many clients can I get? And it was a no-no. So we trashed all of those things. Now, where do we get it down to? How many services are we providing now?
Okay, so now I just do the after-school program, and I have, within that, of course, I do different topics, like we do crafting, Lego and stuff, but basically it's still just after-school programming.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, it's summer programming because school's out.
Yeah.
And then I have Ready to Learn Circles, which is a virtual preschool, and that's it. Like, those are my big focuses right now as far as the No Fear Cafe goes.
Yeah, love it, love it. And let me just tell you all, she was doing resume stuff. She was on all this different stuff, and I could not understand where this even came from. So we had to trash it. We had to completely trash it. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We had to completely trash it. And how hard was it? Because let's talk about that. How hard was it to just break up with all those other things that you were doing?
Yeah. I mean, it is hard because, you know, they're bringing in money. Like, and I look at my bottom line for the month. I'm like, but if I don't do this, then what's going to happen here? But I remember one of our sessions, you talked about how you have to take a leap. Like, there has to be this time period where you're just not sure, but you got to go for it because that's going to define you as a brand.
Love it. Love it. And because we niched it down, she got rid of all those different services. It made her look more competent. It made her look more credible in one field. And after she did that, she was able to, let's say that one more time.
Yes. I was able to get a pretty big contract with a very, very large school district. And it was awesome. Like, it was amazing. I had a team of six people that I led for the summer. And we were at two different schools, and it was just awesome. And it also felt so good because I was fully diving into what I knew, like, mm-hmm. really well. So it was like, yeah. boom, boom, boom. And it was so easy. It came so natural to me. It just felt really good. And I'm like, okay, this, I could feel this being something for the long term. Like, I was just like, okay, I'm here. Like, it just felt good.
Yeah. And what I've learned and what I've noticed about entrepreneurs over the years is that when we're doing things that are in our lane and we're not forcing things and we're not just adding different things to our plate, we can flow in our element. We can kind of flow in our space, and we feel more confident, and people can see that confidence in us. Because when I initially started working with you, you were not that confident. I could tell you were kind of all over the place. Let's talk a little bit about that, how trying to fit into all these different molds. How do you feel like it was affecting your confidence level?
Well, yeah, because it was difficult to explain to people what I did when I first met them. Right. So, you know, and I just started saying I was a consultant. I'm guessing that will probably come across as not being confident, because it was like, well, I don't really know how to describe it for you. And then plus, I didn't want to describe it in a way that scared them away as a customer, right?
Yeah.
And I hated being in that position. Like, I hated feeling like I needed to try to say something to make that potential customer like attracted to me. But now I'm like, I'm in my lane, I'm in my flow, I'm in my niche, and I'm like, you know, you may be my customer, or you may not be. That's your business. You know, like, now it's okay. And so, yeah, it definitely has boosted my confidence in my business. You know, like, someone asks you, like, what do you do? And you already, as an entrepreneur in the beginning, it's already kind of weird not saying you work at somewhere, you know, that initial phase where people are like, well, where do you work? Or how does that work? Do you pay yourself? You know, people trying to understand how you're functioning. And now I just succinctly say, like, I do children's programming. And that's it, you know. I'm the academic director.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that people don't understand how hard it is to be confident in a space where you're not even clear on what you do yourself.
Right. Right.
How many of you all that are watching this, even if you come back and you're watching a replay, how many of you all have ever been in a space where you are scared to tell people what you do because you don't even know what you do? You're just kind of doing whatever based on who's going to pay you to get it done, right? And then you start coming up with these crazy titles like a consultant. Like, how often is it that we are going to hire a consultant to work with our kid? Right? It's like, no, you do education, you do academic development, you do childcare, like that's nothing. It's two total different things.
Right.
And once you niche that down, you could freely flow in your lane. Your elevator pitch was on point. You could position yourself on paper as a qualified expert in the area. And now you can start getting these contracts. So you landed a huge contract. Let's celebrate that. For the win. I see you. Are you at school, at the one of the schools now?
I'm in my building where I actually have a brick and mortar in the building. And then actually one of my managing partners, she's back there putting together. This is Shauna. She's putting together the kids' kits. Like, we make craft kits for the kids and for the preschool ready to learn circles. So she's working on that right now. And we're just kind of in here working, you know?
Well, the first thing is, like, I'm so proud of you. Let me make sure I say this. To have you come through the brand rehab program, and every week I'm just starting to be able to see just so many different success stories from women that I've worked with. Let's talk about your first impression. Honestly, like, truthfully, your first impression coming into the brand rehab.
Yes.
What did you think? Tell the truth, real, raw, and uncut. What did you think it was going to be versus what it was?
Okay. So I didn't really know what to expect at all. But when I went to, like, Kajabi and saw, like, the printouts, I was like, okay, she's expecting us to, like, know what's going on. So I knew that. But let me tell you, when I got in there, I was like, this is where I need to be. Because I had an experience before where a life coach first asked me a question. Said, do you need somebody to, like, get on your head and tell you what to do? Or you need somebody, like, be nice and cajole you? And I was like, no, I need somebody to be on my head. And you were that person. So I knew that every time we came in that live session where we got to talk to you, that you were going to be on our head. And, like, you would call out, like, okay, Alicia, what are you doing this week? And I'm like, oh, man, let me turn my camera on. It was just like... So that was what I needed. Like, I need someone to really tell me the truth. You're like, okay, let me look at your IG. Okay, these pictures are trash. Okay. Like, I was like, you know, and that's what we got from you, which is, like, upfront, honest, straight to the point, no wasting time. All of us are busy. We don't need to be in there, like, holding each other's hands through this. It's like, no, here's what you need to do. You know, fix this, find a professional photographer, do this, do that. You know, and I appreciated that. So, like, that's what we got from you. And that was, like, worth every dime.
Did you know that in the last year, rates of anxiety and depression have doubled in the U.S.? These days, it can take weeks to get to a traditional therapy appointment. That's why you need to check out Cerebral. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. One of the few services that provide prescription medications online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. They also have unlimited messaging with your care team. With the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your own personal care team wherever you go. You're able to connect with your counselor and your therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. And you get affordable treatment that are one-third of the price of traditional therapy. And for all of our Girl CO listeners on this program, you can receive 65% off on your first month of medication management and care counseling at GetCerebral.com/GirlCO. Go to GetCerebral.com/GirlCO for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
Yeah, and let me just also stress that Alicia was having such a hard time coming out of her shell. She was kind of hiding a little bit on social media. She was in the witness protection program. Many of you all who are watching this today, Alicia was hiding on social media, and she was just like, "Screw it! Like I'm scared," and that's it. You know, I'm not gonna put no effort into this. But what we have to learn how to do is we have to challenge ourselves to be better. And I think that's what happened when you got with me. Like, you were just throwing anything up pretty much on social media.
I hear some pictures. I'm like, why they didn't have me in there? I was like, okay.
And I'm like, we're not doing that. So we had to get the business streamlined from a space of high. That's the first thing. The second thing was just putting your systems in place. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that was an area where we had to get you together as well, as far as your systems.
Yes. Oh, yes, certainly. And you know what? Ironically, like, once I figured out the niche, it was so much easier to put in the systems, because it was like, what do I need to make this work? Like, I knew my ideal customer, and I was like, okay, when they interact with my business, what do they need to see? Like, what makes them feel comfortable enrolling? What makes them feel comfortable hiring me to, like, create a program for their school? So that helped me to pick systems that what would work, you know, that were streamlining everything, and that would be like a good interface between me and the customer. So it's like, when they meet my business, they're going to run into whatever systems I have in place first, right? Like, making sure I'm keeping up with people who are visiting the website. Like, we have, as soon as you come to the website, you have, you know, you can put in your name and phone number. Learned that from you too. So we're getting their phone number, and Shauna is calling them back. So we're on top of the communications with customers, and it's like, we're giving them that personal experience.
That's, I love personal experience. Hold on, let's go. All right. Yes. And then also building a team. You know, sometimes we try to do everything by ourselves and getting very clear roles with who's working with us, bringing people in. And so let's kind of talk about how that has changed, because I see you got your team back there.
Yes,
you
know, yes.
It's looking a little bossy over there these days.
Yes, yes. It has changed. Yeah, I didn't have any. I had one, I think when I was working with you, I had a personal assistant. Oh, I was telling you about how she like didn't come and she didn't show up. Yes, that's right. Yes, she's not with me anymore. Yeah. So, and you helped me put the system in place to help to like get that down, to like, you know, get rid of that. But I wasn't really keeping track of like what she was doing or what she wasn't doing and stuff like that. So you helped me with that too. But yeah, so identifying the areas where, again, it's like the multitasking. It's like, yeah, I could do it, but it takes away from A, like me doing the things I'm really passionate about. And then B, it doesn't allow me to like expand and to do more things, or, you know, do bigger projects, you know? So I'm super excited about that. Yeah. She's awesome too. So.
And let's kind of talk about this, because we need to have real conversations on this live. Conversations that all these entrepreneurs who are listening, you all, if you're just joining, go ahead and just add one of your friends in the comment section. People are asking about my hoodie. You can click the link in my bio. This is a Girl CEO hoodie. So you can just go to Girl CEO, grab your hoodie. I'm sorry, I don't want y'all to think I'm ignoring y'all comments in the chat. GirlCEOInc.com. You can shop this hoodie. I'll also tag it in the replay of the video. But go on there, go under our merchandise. You'll see it under our hoodies and t-shirts. But I want to kind of talk about this because when you're a new entrepreneur, it's really, really hard to kind of screen people when it comes to working with your business. Mm-hmm. And we tend to settle because we don't hire people that are specifically coming in for a certain reason. We'll grab this person and that person and this person and that person. And then we'll look up and we'll have people working with us that will tell us what they want to do and what they can do versus making it very clear what we need them to do.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about what were some of the things that you were experiencing, okay, with that? And how did your life change after you made that shift? Because I was like, what's going on here? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so initially, it's because I had so many things going on my plate, I was hiring just general assistants, right? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't really have a narrow niche. So I didn't say, hey, someone who's good with kids, or hey, someone who, has experience organizing this or doing this, because I didn't really have that as a narrow focus at that time. So I was just saying, like, somebody who has general help experience. Like, my description wasn't even...
Hold on, friend. Did you say general help experience?
My description wasn't good enough to hire somebody.
Experience.
Yeah. It just wasn't enough.
And so, general health experience. What is general health experience? I've never heard of that, okay?
You know, like, just somebody who is willing to help, you know? And it was, like, horrible. So that was just, like, my job description was struggling.
Wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020. Our crowd investors were, and now you can join them in what's next. With our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early. Our crowd investors have benefited from our crowd companies IPOing like Beyond Meat or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. What makes our crowd different? The investment professionals at our crowd have already reviewed thousands of companies, invested hundreds of millions of dollars, closed investments in over 200 companies, chosen dozens of companies that have made exits. Now you can invest in Consumer Physics, who have developed the first portable lab-grade device that can analyze material at a module level, helping farmers boost production, improve efficiency, and minimize waste. Consumer Physics has grown revenue 100% year over year and is used by over 50 global enterprise customers. Invest today at our crowd. Our crowd accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion in growing tech companies. Join the fastest growing capital investment community at ourcrowd.com/girlCEO. That's ourcrowd.com/girlCEO.
So once I was able to do, like, know my niche, then my job description was awesome. Like, it was like almost a page long. It's like, no, boom, you need this, you need this, you need this. And it just really helped me attract a good team, especially for the summer. My team was awesome. It's been a journey. And then making sure that I'm like,
I'm still
general help. Like I'm on the side of the road. Like, I just need some help wanted. That's basically what I was supposed to. Help wanted.
Go ahead, girl. I'm cracking up.
I just had a sign in the window. But yeah, so I, you know, once I did that, it was like gold. Like, okay, I know. And then when I did the interview, I would know what I'm looking for. Like, before, when I call myself still doing the interview, you know, I did my due diligence, I guess, before, but it was so general. It was just like, oh, okay, well, all right, then you're hired, you know? But now, like, I have questions. I know what I'm looking for. I know what I'm asking and everything. Even for the preschool, we actually do, like, a little hiring orientation. So we put them on Zoom. We show them PowerPoint. We show them, you know, the values that we've created. And then we show them what they are to be expecting. And then we see their response. We have them do, like, a little mock situation. So it's like we're really vetting people now.
Yeah. Why is everybody in this comment section so funny? I'm reading it like I see a comment that says now hiring general experience.
Right, general. I was like, I don't know.
I can't stand y'all. Listen, and you know, now things are changing because you were having issues with people telling you when they could come to work. You know, what they could do, what they wasn't gonna do.
Right.
And you were just like, well, do what you can. There were deadlines that were supposed to kind of be met and they weren't.
They're coming gone.
Yeah, yes. It was a mess. The help was running you.
Right.
So she had to get it together. We changed that around. You now have employees, you have systems in place. Y'all make sure y'all ask some of y'all friends in this comment section so they can get on here. Cause I just think that when entrepreneur, you have to learn this, and it's always best to learn from someone else than to go through it yourself, right?
For sure.
So you have your team, you got awarded your contract. What would you say to anyone who has been thinking about enrolling in the brain rehab to grow their business?
I would say, like, do it yesterday. Like, it's critical because you need a voice outside of yourself to A, encourage you, and B, like, keep it real with you. Because we as entrepreneurs, we start to kind of lie to ourselves. Like, we'll try to, like, make excuses or, you know, kind of make it seem like it's better than it is, or, you know, that you're doing your very best, you know. And Ronnie really pushes you to say, no, you could do better than this. And you could really make a shift here. So I definitely would recommend.
Love it. Love it. Anything you want to say to new entrepreneurs who are finding their way? You know, any advice that you would want to give now that you are where you are? You got your government contract. You got your employees. You over there in your school, your business niche down. Anything at all?
I would say, you know, trust your initial gut, right? When you decided you want to be an entrepreneur, you didn't say, I just want to do something. Like, you didn't say that. That didn't make you want to, you know, leave your job or whatever. You have something specific in mind. Like, go back to that and trust that. And I remember one thing you told us too, like, what is that thing that people keep telling you're really good at? Like, that's your thing. And that's the thing that people would pay to have you do, and then you're going to grow exponentially in that. So trust yourself, go back to your roots, and just dig in deep. And everything you do, I know one thing I had to do is keep checking my activities. Like, you talked about this too. It's like we could really say we're busy all day, but it's like, are you doing money producing things all day?
Producing activities.
Yes. And so check your activities. That's another tip I would give. Because think about when you were in that 9 to 5 and, like, all those hours you were in there, like, you know, what were you actually doing? Like, what were the tasks that you were doing? Like, that didn't train you to be a successful entrepreneur. You can't act like you acted there in your own business. Love you. Gotta up it a couple of notches.
Yes, you do. And let me just say this, and I say this to everyone. You will work harder for yourself than you work for other people.
Exactly. You have to, or you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, you're going to work harder for yourself than you work for other people. And that quote that she just said, you know, I'm going to say it one more time. Think about that thing, that one thing that people keep telling you you're good at, right? Shout out to all of my Girl CEOs that's in this comment section. People are asking about this hoodie. This hoodie, you can get your hoodie at girlceoinc.com under hoodies and t-shirts. Go grab yours now. And then if you want to enroll for my next brand rehab, you can click the link in my bio, the first option there. I look forward to working with all of you all. Can I just give you one more? I just got to give you your flowers one more time. Congratulations. I am so proud of you. I remember when you first started the class, you definitely didn't have a government contract. You didn't have this niche down business. And to see you in your lane right now, inside of a school, you even look happier.
Can yes, I just say that? I'm super happier. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
You look happier. You just exude confidence. And I can tell that you're doing something that you love now. I see you got your employees with you. It's just like one of those moments where it's like, look at God.
Yes, certainly, for real.
Look at God. Yeah. Look at God. Yes. And I'm just so happy for you. And thank you for trusting me as your mentor.
Yes.
And for you all who are just joining, she came on and the first thing that she was saying was she was talking to somebody about joining a mentorship program. And she was like, girl, you would have never went through that. Yeah, with Ronnie.
never.
So thank you for following me. And I'm here to tell everyone where to follow you at. And like if they're looking for some services for their children, come on, brag on yourself real quick. Brag on yourself.
Yes. So I'm about to put it in there right now. Ready to Learn Circles is enrolling. We are enrolling kids from ages 2 to 5. And it is such an awesome program. They complete crafts every day. It's virtual, so you can be any part of the country. And we send you the items to your home. That's like the thing that makes us different than the other programs. So definitely go follow, click that. They're on Instagram. And then click the link in the bio to enroll. There's some free circles, too. So you can enroll in those. And also, the other thing that I'm loving right now is our after school programs. We're launching enrollment for Lego clubs. So look in the bio of my No Fear Cafe page and you can click around in there in my link tree.
Let's go. All right. Let's take them out. We'll be celebrating the new big boss over there. She got the team government contract popping. Mitch down, things are growing. She's over there glowing. Like,
thank you so much.
Love you, babe.
Okay, love you too. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
All right, bye. Y'all. All right,
bye.
Talk about how crazy the holidays can be, especially for sending orders in the mail. The holidays are coming up, and if you're selling anything online, it's time to prepare for the busiest time of the year. Between growing your business, managing inventory, and juggling orders, you've got a lot going on this holiday season. Make shipping the easiest part of your day with ShipStation. We love ShipStation over at GirlCEO because it allows us to do mass orders at one time, and we actually just love the preset feature as well, where we can go ahead and enter the shipping rate for each one of our products in advance, and it just makes the experience so much smoother. Figuring out the best way to ship your orders can be frustrating and confusing. ShipStation makes it quick, easy, and convenient. You can easily import orders from any sales channel. You can automate just about any shipping task. You spend less time sorting through orders and more time doing what you do best. ShipStation also integrates all selling channels into one simple dashboard so you can literally connect carriers, print, shipping labels, and get your products out of the door fast. With over 100,000 sellers that are using ShipStation in their business, you know it's the right thing to use, okay? ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, and they give you exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS shipping because y'all know shipping is expensive, okay? So you can compare carriers and choose the best solution for you and your customers. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Yes, they are finally giving us access without the contracts or commitments. It's never too late to start prepping for the holiday rush. So get ahead with ShipStation. My listeners can use my offer code GIRLCO to get a 60-day free trial just in time for the holidays. That's 2 months of stress-free holiday shipping, best friends, for free, okay? Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter GIRLCEO. ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Let me just say this really quick, and I'm going to let y'all go because I got to get on my next meeting for today. I don't know what is more life-changing than getting clear on your offer, getting clear on what you are supposed to be doing, being confident in explaining that and sharing that, and being able to just talk to people about what you do, because you are 100% confident, right? I am so at that space. I don't know, some of you all have been following me for a while and you've seen my transformation, but I am so clear on what I do. And it just feels so good, because when you are 100% clear on your offer, I know that my gift is to really help women build their brands out in an authentic way. Get clear on what they're doing from a branding and marketing perspective. And it has been just a beautiful thing to watch. You all get to see me bring different students on here that have worked with me every single week and talk about ups and downs when it comes to entrepreneurship. And I believe that there is just something that you all are able to learn from each and every one of those people. After I get off of these lives, I get so many messages from you all like, man, she was just hilarious. Like, just to hear her say that at one time in her business, she was looking for general help, right? General help. General help. How many of you are just at that space? Like, I just need general help. I just need somebody to help me. No, you need employees that are qualified, that can perform specific tasks that you need done for your business. And it's just a beautiful thing to watch. For me, I am so full right now. I'm so fulfilled because there are just so many women that come on here every week and I'm watching their lives change. And I'm watching them feel like, man, I am getting paid to do something I love. And it is a freaking beautiful thing. And you don't get to see it every day. You don't get to see it every day. But when I log on here and I come on here with you all, and I miss y'all because I've been kind of, I pop on like one time a week now because I'm really focused on my companies. Holistic is taking off. And, you know, Girl CEO is just, we're growing the community. We have so many Girl CEOs right now, women who are inside the community that are growing their businesses. So I've just been really focused on making sure that next year is just going to be a game-changing year for us. But to come on here and to just see you all have the ability to learn, I hope that you have your post notifications on for my page so that when I go live, you know, you're going to get some value. When I come on, I want you all to be able to walk away from a live saying, man, I got some value from another entrepreneur. I learned something that I can apply to my damn business, okay? And I needed to hear that. And I think that it's so important that this platform is here. I'm also going to start doing more lives on, you know, Girl CEO as well. But I think that it is just so important that we can have these type of discussions on social media for up and coming entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their businesses, because you really don't get it. You need to hear some different stories, okay?
Policy Genius can't help you refresh your cool weather wardrobe for autumn, but they can help you shop for another kind of coverage, life insurance. If someone relies on your financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. To properly provide for their families, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their employer. Why Policy Genius? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? You can save 50% on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You can save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisors, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, and Besto. How it works? Getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to fit your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
And you can click the link in my bio to apply for the brain rehab. And for everyone that is under in this comment section asking me about this daggone hoodie, you can get it at girlceoinc.com, girlceoinc.com. Just go right under our hoodies, okay? So let's get some questions going. What questions do you all have right now about your business? Get your friends in here. You can just share this live or you can add them in the comment section. They'll get a notification. But let's get some of these questions answered. Let me see. First question is, in what ways, let me see, can't show it. In what ways can you side in getting clear on what? On which ways are you trying to say decide? Maybe it cuts you off. In which ways can you decide what to get clear on? Being multi-passionate, I struggle with this. Got it. I think they cut off some of your text, okay? But I think I got your question. So the question is, I like to do a lot of different things. How do I niche it down so that I am not doing a lot of things just because I'm good at a lot of things, all right? So the question, the answer and the question is really important. First thing is first, is that just because you are good at a lot of things, it doesn't mean that those are all things that you are supposed to monetize, all right? Just because we can do something and we can pull it off, it doesn't mean that that's supposed to be a business for us. So my response to you will be, first things first will be, I want you to take some time to think about what you enjoy doing and what you would enjoy doing if money was not even a thing, right? Would you do it for free? Okay. Also, are tons of people telling you that you are good at that thing, right? I figured out what I was good at through servantship. Have you served enough people in that area to identify your gift or your calling? All right. The next thing I would ask is, are you actually solving a problem? What is the problem that you solve? And is the problem something that a lot of people are struggling with, right? When people come to me with ideas, when it comes to business, the first thing I always ask them is, what is the solution? What is the problem that you're solving? And how many other people are struggling with this problem? Is there a need in that area, right? When I launched Girl CEO, I knew that it was going to take off. And I know that next year it's going to be even more crazy, but it's really because we are solving the problem that is needed. And the problem is community for women who are in business that need a circle. When I was interviewing and working with different entrepreneurs, the first thing that I would hear is that I don't have like-minded people around me. So people needed a community in a safe place, but more specifically for minority women. And I knew that this was going to be a great environment to bring people together and the women together to allow them to be able to be transparent, pour their heart out, talk about their shitty days, and then go from that to learning, being able to share tools, resources, software, systems, business advice, and the things that we are really using to kind of take the brand to the next level. Okay. So yeah, 100%. What is the solution? What are you good at? Would you do it for free? And how are you going to roll that thing out? And have you served enough people, right? Every week, I don't know if you all are paying attention, but every week I have another person that comes on here that I put in front of you all to see, you know, what they did wrong and how they made some mistakes in their businesses and then how we fixed those things. We jumped in, changed things around, and allow them to kind of scale their businesses up. And that's every week. That's every week. So I had to serve enough people to build the credibility that I have, right? And that's really, really important, okay? Someone says, is it good to take the brand rehab before or after you launch your business? I have people that come and they start with me right in the brand rehab. And then I have people that are 10 years in business and things just aren't hitting the same. The thing about marketing and branding is times are evolving. So you have to keep up. You know, one time it was just about posting a picture. And now it's about making a damn reel. And then to make a reel, you got to know how to do videos and sounds and what sounds are trending right now. And all of those types of things, if you want to stay ahead of the wave, outside of paying for ads to be seen by people, because now if you want visibility, Facebook is going to make you pay for visibility, and you're going to have to pay for those ads, okay? Everything is constantly changing. It's like you got to stay up with it. So you can start fresh.
Hey, small business leaders, are you looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees? JustWorks makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you how JustWorks can help your business. With JustWorks, employees can onboard themselves in minutes with simple software that makes a great first impression. You can give them access to national, large group health insurance plans, and handle payroll and PTO requests, all on one platform. Insane, right? Plus, it comes with JustWorks experts 24/7 support for you and your team. JustWorks makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. With JustWorks, you can onboard new employees with ease and an intuitive online platform. Take the guesswork out of employment tax regulation and requirements. Access national health insurance plans so your employees can get coverage no matter where they live. Get help setting up sick leave policies and administering harassment and discrimination prevention training that comply with state and local requirements. Save hours on time tracking that syncs with payroll. Plus, 24/7 expert support, as well as a certified HR consultant to get your answers to your questions whenever you need them. Find out how JustWorks can help your business by going to JustWorks.com. That's JustWorks.com for more info.
You know, you can join when things, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years down the line. Okay. All right. Perfect. Let's go to the next question. Is do I get an EIN and a trademark before I start the business? You 100% should. All right, next question is Bree yourself. Is it best to get a business license first or to start a business and get it later? You definitely want to have your business licenses first before you start any business. Someone else asks, I want to earn extra income on the side, but I'm nervous about starting. I wrote a business plan, but I don't know how to manifest it. How do I step out on faith to start the business with little to no money? So if you're starting a business with little to no money, it depends on what type of business that is. If it's a service-based business, then you may want to provide the services at a discounted price in exchange for some marketing and promo. That's the direction that I would go in. And then I would just focus in on servicing a lot of clients to get a lot of testimonials so that people can see the credibility and see you as a trusted brand that's really important. Next question is from The Money Girl. She just graduated from my program as well. She's like, hey, this is the Money Girl sister. How do people stand out in a field that is oversaturated? Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Okay. everyone thinks that everything is so saturated. Every time you talk to someone, they're like, oh, it's so saturated. It's so saturated. It's so saturated. Well, let me just say this. And y'all make sure y'all participate and make sure y'all add y'all friends in this comment section and share this with y'all friends too. But let's have a real conversation here. Why in the hell do you follow me? There are a million people out here that are saying, I'm a business coach, I'm a branding expert, I'm a marketer, I do this, I do that. What made you connect with me, right? This is an exercise, by the way. So I'm teaching right now. So let's go ahead and comment in the chat. What made you follow and connect with me? Comment in the chat. I'm gonna give y'all 2 minutes. Get those fingers going. What made you comment? What made you follow and trust me? Yes, I do mentor people outside of the U.S. I have people who are in different countries that I work with and who are in my program as well. Let me see. CEO Quintina, can I bring you on here? Says, let me bring you on here as well, too. She's one of my graduates who went through my program. Her business is amazing. She's a speech therapist and her business blew up. All right, so let me read some of these comments. Your personality for sure. All right. Pray for, hey, all right. Our soul spaces says your story. Come on, let's get these comments going. Woo, I missed a whole lot of them. Let me see. Your realness, your knowledge, your authenticity, because you do this for real. Transparency, personality, you're relatable, okay? Because you still engage, right? Someone says your story. I'm reading all the comments. Been attempting to build a business. Let me see. You're a mom like me. Someone else says, I follow you because you show the real side, okay? They said you take the time to reach out and mentor us, and you don't mind giving free information as well as making a community of like-minded people. The money girl says, because you have receipts. Receipts are really, really important for a lot of people. It's a lot of people that say, I can do this, this, and that, but do you show the people that you have done this, this, and that for, okay? Kiera says, authenticity, transparency, interaction with your audience, responsiveness to your community, comments and DMs. So this was the question, okay? And the question that you just asked me is being answered right here in this comment section. This is how you're going to stand out. You asked me, how do you stand out in a sea full of fish where you feel like everyone is doing the same damn thing? Well, you stand out because everyone is not going to be comfortable being themselves. And the leverage and the thing that's going to put you up there and make you stand out amongst everybody else is that while everyone else is being fake and phony, or while everyone else is not able to be themselves and they don't have that it factor, when you show up as who you are going to stand out in a world full of duplicates, right? No one can do me the way that I can do me. No one has my story. No one has my voice. No one has my personality. People can pretend and try to have your personality, but people know when you're faking it and when you're really being yourself, okay? So I'm consistent. That's another thing. I'm saying it in the chat. So everything that you want to know as far as standing out when it comes to being a personal brand or an expert in your field, I don't care about what anybody else is doing, because I'm just going to be me. And no one can do me the way I can do me. And that's what keeps me going. And once you all understand that in your businesses, because so many of you all spend so much time looking at people who are doing the same thing that you're doing, and you just sit there and you watch them. And once you start watching them, you can just pretty much say it's a game over, right? Because when you start studying your competition to a point where it goes from admiration to envy, you start feeling like complete shit. You start feeling like you're not doing what you should be doing. They're doing better than you. You get into this comparative space. You start thinking like, maybe I should just quit, or they've already mastered this, or there is no room for me, right? When in all actuality, you should be saying, I'm just about to show up and kill it. Like, I don't care what they're doing. They can't do it like me. I always used to tell myself, my time is coming. And the only reason why I'm not there yet is because enough people haven't seen me yet. But once they get a whiff of me, it's over, right? And it took me 10 years for people to get a whiff of me, right? And I kind of feel like they're just starting to get a whiff of me. But once they get a whiff, if enough people get a whiff and they get on this daggone live with me, it's over, right? Because my personality, my authenticity, who I am, my realness, and all of the things that you all put in that comment section are going to be the thing that makes me stand out in a sea full of people who are afraid to be themselves. It's over. I tell people, if I want it, I'm gonna get it. if I want you, I'm gonna have you. All right.
Can we just be honest? Everybody is different, and your experience with the product may be different than someone else's. Well, that's how I felt when I went and grabbed another all-natural deodorant that a friend of mine told me about. but it did not do the job for me. I smelled like onions at the end of the day. And I literally said, okay, I have to try something else that isn't going to have me stinking. Well, you don't have to. Try Native. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink right away. That's the Native difference. Listen, you've probably already heard about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash, toothpaste, or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen? Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/girlceo. Or use promo code GIRLCEO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/girlceo or use code GIRLCEO at checkout for 20% off your first order.
What do you do when you know you're calling, but it's so over, but it's so overwhelmed with goodness that you cannot select the right priority? Girl, it will be your priority. If it was what you were supposed to do, it will be your priority, friend. Okay. Next question is, I have something I'm good at and it sells, but the passion is not there. And there you go. Let me just tap on that really quick. We have things that we're good at and we can sell a lot of stuff. I can sell a whole lot of stuff, but the passion is what you are going to need to fuel you at the end of the day, all right, when you are over it. Because here's what you don't hear a lot of entrepreneurs talk about. The days that you wake up and you just don't want to do that anymore, okay? When you don't want to do it anymore. That's the problem, okay? When you don't want to do it anymore, you're going to have the passion, all right? Melody, you want to join? What? I see Melody certified. I see you, Melody. Let me bring you on here because I feel like you're about to get in trouble real quick. Melody is one of my students that graduated from my program. Let me see if she's going to accept this live or she's going to act like she's busy. Come on, join, Melody. Come on over here with mama. Join this live. Don't try to buy no badges. She's trying to give me some money so I won't go as hard on her. Ma'am.
I know.
Now, let me tell y'all, friends. Let's have a real conversation.
I'm driving, so I'm not going to be paying attention. I mean, I'm, you know.
Just hear me. I don't need you to look at me. I'm just going to tell you the truth. So Melanie tried sending me some badges before I added her on here. She thinks she's slick. But the
I didn't even know you was going to add me.
But the badges are not going to stop her from getting in trouble. Now, let's talk about the flip side of entrepreneurship, all right? The flip side of entrepreneurship is that you have people who are business-minded. They're willing to invest in themselves, but they don't do what the hell you tell them to do, okay? And
I know you were going to do this.
So now that she has joined the program and she barely, okay, did the things that she was supposed to do, now she wants to come back and she wants to come and do a
one-on-one. I didn't do one thing.
Y'all.
That's Melody, because I wanted it to be perfect.
Melody wants perfection. And until she gets out of her own way with this perfection stuff, she going to continue to feel stuck because she want to do it her way. When you go to a coach, you got to relinquish control. When you when you're successful sometimes, you used to always being in control. And you want to do things right. I would call and be on a call with Melody. She smoking her hookah during class and having a good time. You know, she just
oh
having,
my God.
She living her
that
best
was
life.
My time. Yeah. But I listened. Say I didn't listen. I paid a Brandon person. You know, I try.
Melanie, running back, you listen partially. You were partially listening.
Yeah.
You know, so we could do a VIP day, but I'm gonna let you know that it's not about you doing a VIP day. It's about you actually implementing the stuff that you're supposed to do. Because Melanie getting money. And the thing is, when you start getting money, your coachability index goes down a little bit.
That's not true. I think that the biggest thing is the whole being perfect part. And I just feel like, so guys, she told me.
She frozen. See, the devil must have knew that she was about to lie. Froze on her. See what happened? He'll just stop you right in your tracks. Go ahead, Melody. I think you back now. She hard-headed. Let me just tell y'all, can y'all still hear me comment in the chat? When y'all start making money, all right, let me tell y'all the biggest thing that y'all gotta remember. Y'all gonna start making some money in business. But don't start making so much money that you get the pushback and you will not listen, okay? Because my students be hard-headed. Some of my students be so hard-headed. They do not want to listen. But then they come back, they're like, I want to, I've had people go through the program twice because they were busy and they didn't have the time to do the stuff. Let me bring one of my other students. So I'm gonna bring a student on here that listen, okay? I'm gonna bring a student on that listen. Let me see if she gonna pop in. Hey, girl. Now, this is one of my students that listen. Well, we gonna get Melanie together. I'm gonna get Melanie together because I love Melanie. I'm gonna get her together. Yes, we can do the VIP, Melanie. But can you tell him what happened? Melody's in the comments saying, stop talking about me. Melody's in the comment section saying, stop talking about me.
No problem. And get you, Melody, and I don't even know you.
So can you let the people know, because you took my program, you took the brand rehab like a year ago. It was like a year ago.
I was the first class, okay?
So was that 2 years ago?
That was like 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago. So can you let the people know what happens when you take it, apply it, and what happens after that?
So I took everything and applied it, obviously. I went from my car to doing therapy to a clinic space. So, of course, we talked about website design. We talked about branding. We talked about investing in yourself. We talked about social media posts. Listen, the real deal. And I just got up the courage to do what you told me to do. And now we're in a full clinic space with over 14 clinicians, a 50-person waiting list. Ooh. Like, it's a lot.
Are you at work? Can we get a tour? Can we get like a mini tour? Can we get a little behind the scenes?
I cannot really tour now because I have a client that's almost done. He's on his break.
Okay. But can you just tell them how the business is taking off real quick? Just tell them real quick.
So, like I said, I started out of my car. And what I really went to Ronnie for is because I saw the fruits. And you guys talked about that. Like, how do you actually pick a mentor? You know, it's because of the fruit. A lot of people can tell you, I can do this, I can do that, I can get you here. But if I didn't want my bank account to look like hers, then I wasn't investing. And so I invested in myself because I obviously knew, I prayed about it. God told me to do it. And of course, I can't do nothing without him. I tell everybody, this is God's company. I'm just stewarding over it. And so with the investment that I did, I met amazing people like Miss Lane B. Yes,
and my girl.
And a lot of people from that circle I still talk to now, like the people who did my website, Cleet and his wife, they were in that group as well. Adrian was in that group, Curated Styles. Adrian, So many people were in that group that I still talk to. And so with Cleet and those people, they actually integrated my website. So now my patients can go onto my website and the forms go right to my administrative assistant. And so, I mean, it was just an upgrade. The whole process is a great upgrade.
And let me just say this. She went from doing therapy in her car. Did y'all hear that part? In her car. Okay. To where are you now? Just say it one more time for the people, please.
So I'm in a clinic. I'm in a fully running clinic. We have two different disciplines in the clinic. So we've added another discipline. We've taken students. We've gotten contracts from Howard University, Kaiser. I mean, it's just amazing what God has done. But I truly believe that it started with you, Ronnie. When I started working with you, I was still working at an elementary school.
Hold on, let's run this back. Let the people know, because I see them in the comment section saying, like, you know, could you start if you were a beginner? When I started working with this young lady, she was working a job.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Go ahead, sis. Because I remember I was jogging and you were like, I got to get out of here. Go ahead.
Yeah. You got an appointment at 2:00. And I think you're breaking up.
It's a phone call.
Okay. And so let me just say this. When I started my company, I was making a good amount of money at my full-time job, which was like $5,000 a month. But now our accountant, girl, I love her, okay? She told me last month, she said, Quintina, you might have to slow down on making money. I said, ma'am, I'm not going to do that. Once I put my foot on the gas, that's it. So I went from $5,000 a month to now my company brings in about maybe like $70,000 to $80,000 a month. And so, I mean, I started at a full-time job.
Hold on, let's run the numbers back. Because you know what I'm going to post after this? When I get off of this live, I'm going to put that post up that says, be so solid that they lose credibility trying to throw dirt on your name. I seen that meme. And when I saw that meme, it was just like one of those things, like, Lord, no. Like, that's
me. You got too many people backing you up, sis. They can't do that.
Yeah, it's like, woo! So, did y'all hear the numbers? Give them the numbers one more time, where you were when you started physically and financially and where you are now.
Yeah, so I had a full-time job. And of course, when I took the, when I made the investment, because it's not really a price tag, it's more of an investment. I remember doing a payment plan. Like, I remember being so motivated to get into it that I was like, I'm paying for it. I'm doing a payment plan. Mm-hmm. So I did the payment plan for the little bit of money you asked. Now, Ronnie, I realized it wasn't a lot of money. And so I was making about $5,000 at my full-time job. Mm-hmm. And now we bring in probably like maybe like $67,000 a month right now.
Mm-hmm. Period. Did y'all hear that? She was making $5,000 a month working at an elementary school. Okay. And she was doing therapy in her car. Okay. When she came into my program, she was coachable. Whatever I told her to post, she posted it. The things that I told her to do, she did it. The way I told her to market herself, she marketed herself that way. I had her redo her website, she did it. Every single thing that I told her to apply, she applied it. This was probably about 15 months ago that you took that class. Okay?
Say it went so quick, Ronnie. In the middle of COVID.
It was about 15 months that she took this class. So in 15 months, she went from making $5,000 a month at her job, working at an elementary school, doing her services, then also outside of the school, she was just doing services out of her car. working out of her car. She then enrolled in my brand rehab program. The link is in my bio. It's the first link. Don't apply for the overview if you're not serious and ready to sign up. She signed up. She did not have the money to even pay for it. We gave her a finance option of being able to do two payments at that time. And listen, the class is not really, it ain't like a $10,000 or $20,000 class or nothing like that. Let me just be honest, because I try to work with my people.
It's very under par.
Yeah. And listen, I remember after she graduated, she came to me and said, "Ronnie, this class is too cheap. You need to charge more money for this because I feel like I'm robbing you at this point." So 2022, the class is definitely going to be a different price, but I'm just trying to help as many people as I can. Anyway, she did the payment plan, got into the class, and within 18 months, she goes from making $5,000 a month doing a business out of her car to having a clinic. She's sitting at her clinic right now. She has clients. She's making over $60,000 to $70,000 a month in her practice. Not only did we get her business together, because I tell you all, you know, getting the Instagram presentation is cute, right? We don't really trip off for the Instagram presentation that much. We trip off of making sure that the back end of our businesses are set up the right way. We got her accounting together. We got her books right. All right. We got her books right, her accounting right. We got her presentations together. We got the systems right. We got her marketing right. And she's sitting in her office now. Do you know what 18 months later can look like? How did you even find me on social media? How did you even find me?
Yeah, my friend was following you on social media. Then of course you look at people's fruit, you know. And so I was like, "Oh, let me follow her," and I tell everybody about you, Ronnie. So
social media, power of social media.
Wait,
business is on fire.
You hook me up with the patent attorney. Let's not forget. We're not gonna forget that.
Okay, we forgot that part. We got accounting together. We got marketing together. Girlfriend has opened up a practice. She went from making $5,000 to over $70,000 a month. We got her business trademark. We got everything patented for her business. Got her connected to our patent attorney. Okay. Her app. Can we talk about the app real quick?
Listen, Ronnie, I had the app. It was there, but I stopped it.
Okay. She stopped it because she was making too much money.
It's the blessing for me because I didn't have to do that. And so I had to, I need to be present, and I wasn't able to do that. So I didn't do it anymore.
Yes. Brand rehab for the win. I hope Melody's behind is still on here. Melody, I hope you're still on here because this is what happens when you listen.
Yes, I'm a very good listener. I'm always going to be a student. I love wisdom. So I love you, Ronnie. I'm about to go because I'm about to get back to my client.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Proud of you. Bye. Sis had to go. Sis got to go. She got to get back to her client. Sis almost making $100,000 a month. She trying to hit them goals. Coachability. I'm trying to tell y'all. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Go to my bio. I could bring 100 people on here. I could probably bring about 50 on here in one day. That's all I'm saying. All right. I love y'all. See y'all soon. I'm about to get ready for my 2:00. I have a meeting with a therapist. We're going to build out her practice. She a Black therapist too. We about to get this thing going. Next year going to be different. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Just get ready. Okay. I love y'all. Have a great day. By the next class is in October. So y'all don't play. Hit that link. I'm doing the overview tomorrow and you'll have the opportunity to enroll in our program tomorrow that starts in October. And we also have the payment plan available if you guys need it because we still want to help the people win. All right. See y'all soon. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.